Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Would you believe it? Could you believe it? Will you believe it? The fact that we have another hour of good conversation here, I promise, I promise, I promise. I'll swear on a stack of Bibles, if I can find a stack. I can find one. How many Bibles, Jay Kirshner is here with Doug Steffen. How many Bibles do you have in your house? If I were to say to you, all right, Jay, you have to swear allegiance on a stack of Bibles,
mm-hmm.
What would you find?
Three hard copies. I have two apps on my phone.
Yeah, really? Okay, so there you go. Bing, bang, boom. All right, so let's see how many people were praying last night to win the lottery and how many people were disappointed. The good news is there were some winners. The bad news, or I don't know whether this is bad news or not, there were no big winners. The jackpot is $1.35 billion. How many people think, this is a good question for social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. How many people think this is rigged? And because of the success of being able to sell more tickets, the bigger the volume of the jackpot, the more people buy tickets. So,
how could they rig it, though? Because they do the drawing with the balls.
Yeah, that ball thing could be easily rigged. That's it. Well, why don't anybody... Tell me the last time there was a winner in a big city. Go back over the history of either Powerball or Mega Millions and find a winner who lived in New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago, San Francisco, Washington. I don't, in my recollection, and this is not the first time I've talked about this, but, oh, wow, that's right, look at that. Anyway, and I think... It's okay, because somebody somewhere is going to be very happy at one point in time when they come up with the right number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the next shot at winning is certainly agreeably one of the largest prizes in the game's history is Friday. So now...
Well, but then, also when you think about it, how many big cities are there compared to how many small towns and how many people are buying in small towns?
People.
Because aren't we always told, don't buy at gas stations, don't buy in the big cities, buy at the, like, off-road marketplaces.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Stuff. So how many, there wouldn't be a big, there's probably not as many people actually playing.
Well, right, exactly.
Not
well,
just only that they live in the big city, but they're not buying in locations of big cities.
I don't know that that's, I wouldn't argue that point I don't have the answer.
Where are statistical people, all the analysts?
Yeah, where are the statisticians?
All those numbers.
Right. Let's get at them and find out what they think. So the question on social media is whether or not you think it's rigged. You can yes, no, and maybe extrapolate a little bit of your own thinking on that. The jackpot, third largest prize in the history of the Mega. It was, and that's not to be confused with the Meg. What was that big eating shark? Wasn't that what that was? The Meg, the big shark will get you.
Yeah,
well,
Jason Statham, that
huge shark. Yep. So let's see here. It was November of last year. Powerball paid out $2 billion, and you wonder whether there's collusion between Mega Millions and Powerball too. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot now 1 in 302 million, which is about the population of our country. So that's the deal. Cash or the annuity thing. If you were to get the yearly, people don't, they always take the cash.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you,
the,
if
the
you.
One big payout.
Right.
That, like, yeah, I would totally go with the yearly payout.
29 yearly payments. And every year it grows by 5% because it's invested.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year you'd get 1/30th of the, what's it, $2 billion, right? 1/30th of that, which is, that's $60 million bucks. And then you multiply that next year, there's another $3 million added to it because it goes up 5% each year. I think I'd take that deal, frankly. At any rate, well, am I going to be around for 30 years? I'm hoping. Right? Keep your fingers crossed. The Good Day program, let's see, in 30 years, it'll be 2053. And you can join Jay and I every morning for that conversation. Anyway, there was a $15 million lottery ticket sold in Wisconsin, the town in which... See, this is proof positive of what I'm saying about where you go. And Jay just made that point probably better than I did. The town in Wisconsin where the ticket was sold is called L-U-C-K, Luck. Right? Good luck in luck. The six Mega Million numbers in the drawing netted the winner $15 million. This is the Wisconsin lottery. The winning ticket was sold at Wayne's Food. We all know about Wayne's Food, right? This town has 1,100 residents. So, anyway, get your lottery report. Congratulations to Wayne's Foods in Luck, Wisconsin, for selling a $15 million Megabucks ticket. The store manager has been on television all over the place joking, quote, "I was looking for my ticket, but I didn't have one." The winner has not come forward yet, according to the station, but that will be... I think if I were doing it, I wouldn't want people to know that I'd done it, right? Small town, big...
Yeah,
words,
well, and that's one of the things where if you want to stay anonymous, then you need to make sure you travel to a place where you are allowed to stay anonymous if you do not currently live in... Like, I think Ohio, you can stay anonymous. Can you in Massachusetts?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. I remember the last time there was a winner in Massachusetts. Numbers were 4, 6, 12, 17, 27, and 28. My numbers were 3, 13, 17, 48, 53, and 17. Wow. Couldn't have been much further off, huh? All right. So good luck to that person. You can still do a lot. The odds of winning Megabucks in Wisconsin are only 6 million, almost 7 million to 1. That's better. Those are better odds.
Much better odds. Mm-hmm.
Right, better. Let's move to Wisconsin. Except it's a lot of great cows and a lot of great dairy there, but it's too damn cold this time of year. Ugh. Okay, so let's do a little political run at our friend George Santos, biggest phony, and there are a lot of phonies in Washington. This guy takes the cake. Remember George Santos, who has lied about every single thing, every single way that he got himself elected, every single thing he said, did, was a huge, huge lie. So there are some reps, and this is what makes the Democrats look bad. Should be other Republicans who are filing ethics complaints against this guy. But the Democrats have done, just a couple of reps, filed a complaint with the House Ethics Committee on Ethics. The House of Representatives has an obligation, excuse me, so they say, and this is just the start of our mission to hold George Santos accountable. Now, his constituents should hold him accountable, not these guys, because these guys have an axe to grind. Mm-hmm. They're Democrats, he's a Republican, but by his own admission, this guy's a scumbag. He's a fraud. He's admitted that he didn't go to college, that he didn't work on Wall Street, that he doesn't own any property, that he isn't Jewish. Basically, he said, I needed to say all of those things because I needed the voters to vote for me in Queens County.
The
right?
guy has zero remorse in any of this. The guy is a full-blown sociopath.
Right, exactly. So he'll get his comeuppance if somebody is smart enough, and I'm betting that there probably are a number of people, including whoever may have run against him as a Republican. His financial reports are a lie. He did not file disclosure reports for most of his campaign.
And he genuinely believes, either he's lying about the fact that he believes nothing he did is unethical, or he genuinely believes he did not do a single thing unethical, which both are horrible options.
Yep. The guy's a bad guy. So, speaking of bad guys and good guys, what's the status of Damar Hamlin? He still is undergoing tests, I think, right? He's not quite ready to go home.
Yes, he's able to return to Buffalo. But he's not home. He's not home yet because, they have to still monitor him. So he's at least closer to home.
I'm looking at the, I don't think there's anything else about it. Right? That's it. And there's the Bills are playing, I saw a promotion for this on CBS last night. Big game on Sunday. I forget who they're playing. I think the Bengals, right? Is it Cincinnati versus Buffalo, I think, on Sunday? Anyway,
is it?
This is not not the place to come for your sports information. I think that's what's going on. So
well,
here's something.
We're first, or they are first in AFC East, which is big, big news.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But what is this coming week? Is it the wild card round?
Is it? I'm not. Yeah, you'll have to look.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Up.
So they play the Dolphins. They were playing the Bengals when DeMar had his incident.
Ah, right. Okay, that was it. I knew the Bengals were in there someplace. So the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald today, two of the resources that I use, obviously, I'm taking the local stuff into account. I use a lot of local stuff along with a dozen other resources around the country for information that we can yak about. And so both of the papers this morning are focused on the whereabouts of Anna Walsh, who has been missing now for a number of days. Yesterday, the investigation took a very sour turn because apparently the police found trash bags with her blood, a hatchet, a hacksaw, and used cleaning supplies. So what is that? Her husband has been accused. He misled police. So you know that there's something going on. What kind of, you talk about George Santos being demented. What kind of a demented subhuman does that? Okay, you don't want to be with your wife anymore? Hello?
Poor family.
Go to court and get a divorce. Yeah, right, exactly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So that brings me around. Think about George Santos and what he's all about, or this guy and whatever he did to his wife. How do these people get so demented? Is it the chemistry in the body and how it affects your brain? Is it the way you're brought up? Is it going to too many violent movies? Watch these things like that Megan movie. What a piece of garbage. Ugh. So what is it? How is it that these people become the monsters that they become?
Mm-hmm.
That's really...
Psychology? Is it sociology?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not psychology as much. It may be sociology a little bit, but there ought to be some way that we can think about how to try to eliminate some of these people from our midst, if you will. All right, 18 after, food for thought as usual here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Doug Good Day program on January 11th. So we really are one third of the way through this month, Jay. Let there be no confusion. Let there be no misunderstanding. Everybody needs to know that we're moving along in the platform in the world that we are called the Earth. I wonder who gave the planet. I suppose we should have this discussion, maybe not here.
Who named all the planets?
Yeah, right. And why is our planet called the Earth? I'd like to know. Anybody know that? I think that's a good place for us to start, but not now because we have to dig around in some celebrity social media trending news. And on the top of that heap is a part-time wrestler, a part-time CEO, a part-time wife. I don't know what else. She does a lot of things part-time. Stephanie McMahon is in the news. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. All right, so Stephanie McMahon, who's the daughter of Vince and Linda McMahon, has been co-CEO of the WWE, World Wrestling Experience. Is that what the E? It used to be WWF, but what's the E
stand
for?
Yeah, the World Wildlife Federation had to own that.
Like
so they
suit,
swapped it over to WWE. And she was co-CEO with Nick Khan, and this was what she took about a leave of absence sometime mm-hmm. earlier in the year, and then Vince McMahon had to take his own leave of absence, and he had to resign because he was under investigation for using WWE funds to pay employees' hush money.
Shocking. You think he did that?
All those things, yep.
Oh, my God, what a shocker. Yeah.
Well, he reappointed himself on the board on Friday with intentions to help negotiate WWE's impending TV deal, and I guess Stephanie McMahon was just like, I've done it. I've done things here. I have other things to go do. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she had nice things to say. There was nothing, no ill will in the statement she released. It was all exciting things, and she even used the term excite or the phrase exciting, the word exciting.
Well,
exciting.
I would think she'd be disgusted with his with her father. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure. Did they get divorced, Linda and Vince? He was using the money from the WWE to right. So I was going to say having a little fun with some of the girls that are the wrestlers, and so Stephanie was friends with some. What a dirty pig this guy is! And so he's back, and because he wants to take care of himself, as you can kind of tell, he just looks dirty. And he acts dirty. I always thought she was kind of an interesting character. And I always thought Linda was really something fairly special. She ran for the Senate in Connecticut. Didn't win, but she got pretty close.
She was the 25th administrator of the Small Business Administration.
Yeah,
so she definitely was on the political front.
Yeah, she was well known. So anyway, McMahon says that... that his daughter will continue to support the company, whatever that means, just as she did when she was a girl, and remain dedicated. She didn't say that. He said that. So I wonder what she said, I truly love our company, our employees, our fans. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to all the partners, et cetera, et cetera. But you know why she's leaving. All right, here we are.
Honest old CEO.
Yeah, well, it just seems kind of smelly because her old man is a dirtbag. Hey, hooray! That's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled. And he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The new Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee said the panel is launching an investigation in how a set of top-secret documents ended up in then-Vice President Biden's possession. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night.
We're waiting on a FOIA request from Stephen Miller that's working to try to get more transparency with what really went on with Ukraine. Now we find out the documents that Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertain to Ukraine.
As California continues to get much-needed water from storms over the last couple of weeks, a lot of water has fallen and created some new problems. Crews in Ojai, California, in the Santa Barbara Mountains, are working to stop and clean up a major sewage spill. 1.2 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into the San Antonio Creek on Tuesday. Officials say this week's heavy downpours overwhelmed its sewer systems. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour. It's the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program all over the place, here, there, and everywhere. You can hear Jay and I discussing the issues of the day, the conversations that may matter. If it's important to you, it's important to us. Some things are more important. It's all relative, though, right? It's not, kind of like 1984. All pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. So, yeah, you got that. Maybe George Santos fits into the pig department there. All right, here's something optimistic, something positive for you to think about as you go through your day today. Rachel Carson, who wrote the book, those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. Think about that. You contemplate the beauty. You understand what there is around you. How many times have I said here, hopefully folks get the drift of my meaning, that the earth is going to be just fine, thank you. It's you and me. It's our type. It's our species that it up and will be disposed of, and Mother Earth will be happily moving along around and around and around the sun, keeping up whatever it is that it does. Imagine, think about 4.5 billion years ago or more, and think about what's the life going to be? Because the sun is only expended, according to some resources, 7-8% of its energy. So that means 90-some-odd percent of the energy of the sun remains. So if that's the case, you can do the math. If our planet was formed out of whatever it was formed out of, something that's almost unimaginable.
Over 4.5 billion years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's only 7-8% of the time this sun, because all these suns do the same thing. They run out of energy. They run out of juice. They run out of hydrogen and oxygen or whatever else that makes all that energy. Think about it for a second. Our whole life, everything depends on that sun, the energy that comes from the sun. Without that, we have nothing. Zero. When the sun, I remember learning about this when I was a youngster. The sun comes up in the morning. Well, the sun doesn't really come up. We're just in it. The sun stays exactly where it is, floating through our galaxy, floating through the universe. And so we have this rock that we are on, which is the third rock from the sun, that continues to amaze all of us when we think about what goes on here, what's been created here. And then you think about, okay, how many other suns like ours exist even in our galaxy? And then how many of these exist in the universe? Because there are trillions of galaxies, and ours is one of the smallest. And yet, when we think about the Webb telescope that's out there looking around and some of the other things that we've sent on a mission to check out, it's kind of like Star Wars, a mission. What is that? What is the beginning of it? Say, a mission that takes them far beyond, I forget what the verbiage is, but you know what I'm saying.
A long time ago.
A long time ago and far away. Anyway.
I never got into Star Wars or Star Trek or anything like that. But I think the bigger issue for planet Earth is less about what humans are doing and more about the sun in general, because the those outer layers keep growing. The older the sun gets, and the closer the sun gets to dying,
spreads out.
Yes, exactly. And so Earth is going to just get hotter and hotter and hotter because of the sun.
Yeah.
In a way, growing.
In the essence of that is what is, you know, all this global warming stuff, which is, in my mind, that isn't nonsense. But it's like a lot of other things that people get themselves wrapped up around. Even the agricultural community is becoming a warehouse, a storehouse for climate change stuff. We got to change this. We got to change that. We have little. I won't say we have no impact, but we have such a little minuscule part. We're playing a very small part in what is happening to the planet. And you just pointed out something that nobody ever talks about. The sun expands, and sooner or later it will expand so that it takes in all of the planets in our solar system, and will all the planets be gonzo. It'll explode, and what happens is the same stuff that we find that we're concerned about that's floating around the universe, those little pieces, and some of them are big pieces, the piece that hit the planet 65 million years ago that made everything that was alive on the planet dead. Now, those asteroids come from planets just like ours that blow up how many hundreds of trillions of jillions of miles away and just float through the atmosphere and say, we have things that are out there detecting them all the time so we can tell when something's going to hit the Earth. You see the movie Greenland with Gerard Butler?
No, but I know it. What you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, right. You see the movie and then you kind of get the sense. There are always those kinds of movies that are made that, you know, what's going to happen after the Earth gets hit by this asteroid and that sort of thing. But back to the beauty of the Earth, the experience that I was telling you about yesterday with my grandson on the weekend, we went to the Science Museum and looked at a real model of the Earth, and it isn't really shaped like a circle, kind of looks like. It looks like more of a pear. And the top of the planet changes all the time because the Teutonic plaques are always changing. Now, back to a question that we asked a few minutes ago about how the Earth was named. I believe you did a little research to find out what it is that, where did that come from? Where did the term?
No, I couldn't find who decided it. I mean, we know it's general knowledge that the planets are all named after Greek gods and Roman and Greek gods and goddesses, but who decided that?
Except
I've been
for
searching
us.
To figure out who, what?
No, this the Earth is, there's no, Eartha. What's the connection to where, huh?
Eartha.
Eartha?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Eartha? I missed that one in Greek mythology. Yeah, da 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 yeah, da 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 da.
I do believe it was a different spelling, but
I haven't heard that.
I think Eartha. Earth comes from Eartha, and there is something about a god or goddess there. But who was the very first one? Because this goes back how many centuries ago that they were calling these planets after Greek gods and Roman gods and goddesses and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So who? That's the question. Who was the one that decided that?
Good question. Somebody will come up with the answer. Share it with his social media address on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter will have Good Day on Air. Here's some news from those of you, or for those of you, who like to look up in the skies. It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a bunch of stars. Star Nursery, fueling the formation of new stars. This VISTA telescope that's out there, actually the receptacles for it are in Chile. The skies are clear down there. So there's a 67 million pixel camera that images the nursery, the birthing of stars, if you will. This is the detail that's coming from the James Webb Space Telescope, and this other one here that's come from the folks down in Chile that are monitoring this. The VISTA telescope zoomed out on a nebula, which is 6,000 light years. This is, who understands this? Anyway, 6,000 light years away from our planet, clouds of dust and gas are coming together. That's kind of what happened here with our solar system that's being imaged by this new telescope. The Webb telescope sees into the infrared, meaning that it can effectively image the nebula. VISTA does the same thing as well. The picture twinkles with thousands of stars, most of which were obscured when imaged using the light from the stars themselves. Does everybody understand that, or does anybody understand that? Anyway, there NASA has a couple. If you go to the, there's a VISTA website, there's a NASA website that has these images, so you can get an understanding of the difference between infrared pictures and the pictures of the stars themselves. Right? Does that make any sense at all?
It's very
confusing. Anyway, so in that same department, there's an extraordinary extraterrestrial display expected to take place in January. There's a newly discovered comet. It's going to make an appearance for the first time in 50,000 years. How does NASA know that? Who knows how they know it, but they know it. So they have that orbital period. Think about it. It goes around in this orbit so that we can see it every 50,000 years. Hard for us to imagine that because we go around the sun every 365 days and everything turns in 24-hour increments. And then you think about that and how amazing that is that it all fits together so well. Pretty amazing.
It really
so,
is.
Yeah. So nobody who's alive now will ever see this again. So you want to know when it's going to be in the sky and how you can see it? This is, by the way, this goes back to the Neanderthalic period when Homo sapiens were just kind of getting to wander around, the Neanderthals, the Cro-Magnons, all those guys. They saw this in the night sky. These are composed primarily of these frozen gases we were talking about. They heat up, they brighten up the sky as it moves toward the sun. And some of these photographs we were just talking about showcase this comet with an appearance far more exciting than the description, sort of a green color trailed by these two tails behind it. First discovered by astronomers using a survey camera at a facility in early March of last year. This long-period comet has been going along here. Again, who can imagine a 50,000-year perigee moving around the Earth? The closest to the Earth will be on February 1st, it looks like, right? If I'm reading this correctly.
I believe you should be able to see it tomorrow, 11, 18 p.m.
Okay, but then it lasts until the 1st of February. That may be it. Yes,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, so if you have the equipment... The fancy equipment, you can see it for a longer period of time.
Right. Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, it's just a little bit before midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Time.
And if you are unable to see it, the Virtual Telescope Project.
They have that on NASA.
Stream that starts at 11 p.m.
Yeah, they'll see it on NASA. Right? If you're in the southern hemisphere, the comet will become visible for sky watchers next month. That's what it starts here, and then it becomes more visible in the southern hemisphere next month. It's voyaging toward the Earth, not something we're worried about, but it is visible by the naked eye.
Yeah, and February 1st is when it'll be closest to the sun, or closest to the Earth, but it'll be hindered by the sunlight, so we wouldn't be able to see it.
We'll be able to see it. Yes, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on in the Ukraine. There are going to be a bunch of Ukrainian troops who are going to start singing a new song because they're coming here to train. Where else? Where would you think Ukrainians would go in America?
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
There it is.
And the waving wheat can sure smell.
Apparently, Oklahoma is just like Ukraine. The Russians are busy blowing up more cities in Ukraine. So apparently there's better training at Fort Sill in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Begin training on the Patriot missile defense system there that we're going to give them to help counter the barrage of Russian bombs and missiles and all that stuff.
Like the Russian forces are now kind of taking the approach of the only way to capture certain places is to just demolish them.
Blow them up. Right, exactly. So let's blow everything up. And that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, we're taking in 100 at a time. We have, through our generosity, pledged since December a number of these missile packages, but they don't know how to, obviously they don't know how to run them. They're on the back of trucks. So they hold 4 missile interceptors, and they're going to learn all about them over in Oklahoma. Oh, boy. It's 48 past the hour.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends to 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner and I have put together a number of things that influence what you eat. The Farm Food and Family Daily Report. Today, I am happy to report to you we're celebrating National Milk Day. Happens every year on January 11th, National Milk Day. This is to celebrate the first time milk was delivered to homes inside sterilized glass bottles. It took until 1878 before anybody thought to fill the bottles with milk and seal them with wax paper. Before that, if you stored milk, let alone delivering it, pretty unsanitary at best, pretty messy. That's kind of when pasteurization came along. And so there is that, plus those of us who like and drink raw milk and have sold it. I sold lots of it. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day on my farm when we were milking cows. Stopped when we had a calamity on the farm, but I really love raw milk. It's the only milk that really is good for you. The stuff that you get.
Taste in raw milk?
Yes.
Pasteurized?
Yeah. Well, the pasteurized milk, they cook all the flavor out, the nutrition out, all the value. It's just white water for the most part. And if you look at a bottle of raw milk and see the ingredients and understand, I remember posting this on a board in the store on the farm, what the nutritional value of raw milk is versus the nutritional value of pasteurized milk, and it's nothing, really. But, you know, today's standards are such, along with the schools that teach that raw milk will kill you, that's the, you know, it is the biggest, one of the biggest blunders that we have in terms of food education. It sends me into the ozone, as you can imagine. USDA says that more than 9 million dairy cows produced 225 billion pounds of milk last year in our country. a National Milk Day, first time milk delivered. I think this is a very interesting reality when you think about what we live and how we live today. Most of us are not on a milk-only diet. Milk is the first food, however, that we get into our bodies when we are born. And hopefully you're getting it from your mother, if mother is able to do that. So I guess in a manner of speaking, this is a day to join in celebrating the oldest and arguably the most natural food for all the mammals. Thus, my philosophy of teaching that only milk that comes from a mammary gland or a liquid that comes from a mammary gland is actually milk. The rest of it is just phony baloney crap.
Nut
the origins.
Juice.
Say again, Jay.
Nut juice.
Nut juice, exactly. Nuts for the nut juice for the nuts. Let's see. This is, let's go back to 8,000 B.C., the origins of the domestic cow. Species of cows were all over Europe and Asia, North Africa. Most of the cows that we have in America today come from islands off the coast of England. And it's really a, I have a couple of milking machines. I had a big one when I had a milking parlor and milked all these cows. I used to milk 150 cows a day in the barn. And the milking machines have really changed since I was a kid. We used to put a strap. We had surge milking machines. We had a strap over the back of the cow. You put the bucket on the strap and attach it to the udder of the cow and then dump the milk into a pail and bring it out and clean it and send it to the dairy to be pasteurized. Now it's a lot different. But if you're looking for really good milk, then you should be buying it from the local dairy farmer, not from a store. Okay, you got that? Help yourself to really good milk on National Milk Day. Hooray. Here's the recall of the day. Culver's tartar sauce being recalled because it may contain fish, soy, and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Tartar sauce is supposed to be used.
More undeclared allergens.
Right. But how do you make mostly tartar sauce? Just mayonnaise with pickles and relish in it. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And don't you usually use tartar sauce on fish sandwiches?
Of course you do. That's what's so ridiculous about this. Hello, anybody home there? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. The folks in England are going to ban plastic cutlery to cut back on a lot of things, including waste and pollution in their marine environment. So it's something that we're way behind on this. Single-use cutlery, the waste that's involved in that sort of thing, especially if on my farm, use the stuff that is organic and you can recycle it. It goes into the compost pile, and that's the end of that. But plastic, no. Plastic trays, plastic plates, plastic bowls, plastic cutlery, it all should be outlawed. It's just plain bad for everything and everybody. So hopefully we get on that bandwagon fairly soon. Speaking of the bandwagon, you're on the Good Day bandwagon with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.